Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. We got our buddy Craig Peterson, who's coming up in about a half an hour. Love chatting with Craig about tech and staying safe online. And now that I've gotten this, I don't want to say it was a lecture, because it wasn't a lecture. I mean, it was some great interaction that I had out in Chicago as I look at future things. I'm thinking this guy Jacob really gave me some insight on a lot of stuff. And it was really great. I mean, it was very appreciative. You ever have one of those moments you go, wow, thank you. Thank you so much. But he was talking a little bit about tech, and I may actually have to go to the dark web, Apple. We'll see how that goes. Not for every. I can't see that I would do it with everything. I don't think, honestly, I don't think Heidi's cell phone would even communicate with an Apple. I don't. I think she's got a program that could blow up or something. But he'll be with us in just about a half an hour. We got some folks from a little something called the Christian Chamber of Commerce. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? They're going to be with us at 5:35. I ran into them at Liberty University. You know, I was out there for the CEO Summit as a result of being invited by Dr. Dave Brat. And I had such an incredible conversation with them and such an interesting interaction. I said, boy, I got to get you on just to talk about some stuff. So they're going to be with us at 5:35. Coming up over the next couple of days, Chris Ruddy, who is the man behind Newsmax. He put it together. Another one. I'm thinking, you know, me and Michael Harrison and Bill O'Reilly, we're all like in that 30-year club, right? So about 30 years ago, Chris Ruddy put together Newsmax. And first it was a newsletter, and then it was a magazine. Now it's not only a television network, but it's also an incredible floor wax and dessert topping. And Chris Ruddy will be with us because he's been friends with Donald Trump for 30-plus years. And I just want him to offer some perspective. Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us on Monday. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be with us on Monday as well. Oh, I've got some good news. Andrea Mitchell is apparently she is ending her run on MSNBC. No, well, MSNBC is this thing. How would we describe it? Is it technically a network? Maybe. But Andrea Mitchell said she's giving up her show to... Is she pursuing other interests or is she spending more time with her family? Those are the normal statements that are utilized when somebody says, yeah, I'm done, or somebody says to somebody, yeah, you're done. No, she's moving on, it says, from Andrea Mitchell Reports to take on, quote, a wider reporting-focused role at NBC News. I think that means we may never see her again. Wow. All right. Well, that'll be interesting. I go back again. It's one of those age things. I remember when Andrea Mitchell was a local radio reporter in Philadelphia. Now, she's always been a left-wing wackadoodle. That has not changed. She's always been like that. But she was a local radio reporter in Philadelphia for WIP Radio, and she kind of made her bones by harassing, as best she could, the mayor of the city, a guy by the name of Frank Rizzo. And Frank Rizzo, quite frankly, was not interested in taking her bait, but he wound up taking it and sort of swatting back, and that got her some attention. And then she wrote it for all it was worth. I can't and I won't fault her for that, but she's given up her MSNBC thing. So I wonder what happens over there. You think they're having like, hey, maybe we should get out of the insane, crazy leftist business, or are they just making room for another insane, crazy leftist? Right? Isn't she married to the Fed guy, Alan Greenspan, right? I mean, it's not like she needs the work. You know what I mean? She'll be just fine. I want to share with you a couple of little snippets here. I'm trying to think where I should even start. Do we... All right, let's start with J.D. Vance. You know, here I was chatting with Michael Harrison a couple of moments ago, and if you missed that, you must go to newsradiowrba.com, newsradiowrba.com, listen to that conversation. J.D. Vance, who, God willing, is poised to become vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance was raised on talk radio. J.D. Vance was raised on Rush Limbaugh. And you can hear it, you can see it in all of his interactions with these legacy news media hacks. He had a great time the other day. It was sort of like a cat with a mouse that was not happy to be with the cat. He was the cat man on CNN. How about a soggy salad? Soggy salad, cut number one.
Now, Jake, we also have to remember, I mean, step back a little bit. Well, ask yourself a basic question about network integrity. You guys talked about the Russia hoax nonstop.
The FBI was investigating so we recovered them.
And so you took the words of unnamed FBI agents and put them on your network as if they were the gospel truth. You did it again and again. A viewer of your network would have believed that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired in 2016.
No.
That was totally and preposterously false.
No.
Well, that's
what you just said
why.
Is false. Nonsense. We covered an FBI investigation. I don't know why you want to talk about the FBI investigation.
You covered it in a way that gave credence to anonymous sources' accusations. You did it yourself. Your network did it, Jake. But again, can we talk about the issues that Americans care most about?
I'm talking about things that Donald Trump has said.
Yes.
If you have an issue with whether or not he's talking about the economy enough, that's between you and your running mate. I'm talking about things he has said this week.
Every single rally that he does, he talks about how he wants to unleash American energy so we can lower the cost of groceries. He talks about the fact that housing has become unaffordable. He talks about the wide open border, Jake. Kamala Harris and her allies, you know, it's interesting. Kamala Harris and her media allies, and I would put CNN in this category. You guys seem to care more about Donald Trump's past than the future of the American people. We're running this campaign on making of the American dream.
I'm specifically asking about how Donald Trump is going to be president in the future should he win, and then we're being told
he's going to pursue economic policies that lower the cost of groceries and make life more affordable again. He talks about it every single day on the campaign trail, and so do I. What you're talking about is an anonymously sourced story, or one guy
nothing anonymously sourced,
or who one guy who is a disgruntled employee.
I told
where
you
five other people pushed back against him and said that what he said was dishonest. So why don't we talk about the policy that's affecting American citizens and not what Donald Trump allegedly said, according to one guy who's pissed off because he got fired by Donald Trump?
Bam! All right, JD, that is good for 2 points. Now, you know what? That's like a half-court shot. That's a three-pointer right there from JD Vance. He did a great job there. And you know how I know he did a great job? Because Jake Tapper's face got redder and redder and redder. And you could hear it, couldn't you? He was so defensive. Oh, my goodness. So where he's just making sounds. He's not even saying words. He just has these guttural utterances that make no sense, which I know comprises a lot of CNN, but I digress. I mean, it was craziness. And good for J.D. Vance on that one. I thought it was great. I hate to tell you this. I actually have to share with you a piece of Kamala Harris. Oh, I do, because I want you, as we are now 1 week away from this election, which, of course, is the most important election in the history of elections, and will decide the future of the nation. But really, no pressure. You got to take a listen to what she has to say. You're going to have to figure out where you are. I would imagine most people at this point have figured out where they are, right? Is there anybody left a week out from Election Day who does not know how they will be voting? Anybody at all? I don't think so. I don't see how it could be. I mean, I really don't. I don't understand how anybody could still, at this point, be confused as to how they might vote. But we'll do that. We'll do that in just a couple of moments. Again, we got some great folks who are joining us over the next couple of days. Chris Ruddy, the man behind Newsmax. We got Bill O'Reilly, Dinesh D'Souza. We got all sorts of great stuff coming up. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., John Reed is going to be here. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe tomorrow's the day John announces that he's running for lieutenant governor.
Come on, man.
Well, I think he's running for lieutenant governor. I don't know. I'd like him to. I think it would be great. I really do. I've already said, have I not, that I will support him. I will endorse him. Not that anybody cares. Oh, and I'll make a monetary contribution, but only to the campaign. I'm not making it to his, you know, John Reed fund for himself fund. On that, I'm not doing. But the campaign, yeah, I would make a monetary contribution. I think that would be really, really cool. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Craig Peterson's going to be along at 4:35. We'll talk a little bit about some of the tech issues, some of the tech problems. You know, Craig joins us weekly. I'm very happy to say that, but joins us. We're normally talking about such dangers and threats online and how to stay safe and all that kind of good stuff, but I do have a point of personal privilege this week because I got to ask him about some of the fruit products. I think I might have to buy one of those fruit devices to just for personal purposes. That's all. Hey, I did promise you or threaten you. You determine which is more appropriate. That we had a piece of Kamala Harris, and you got to take a listen. This is a soggy salad, but man, it stinks as much today as it did yesterday when we first thought about playing it. Soggy salad, cut number 8.
And we respect the voices of all people. We've got a job to do in the next 9 days to fight for this democracy we love.
We don't have a democracy.
9 days.
7.
And we understand we have an opportunity before us to turn the page on the fear and the divisiveness that have characterized our politics for a decade because of Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
We have the ability to turn the page on that same old tired playbook because we are exhausted with it.
I'm exhausted with you.
And we are ready to chart a new way forward. And yes, we will be joyful in the process.
I don't think so. You yourself don't.
Yes, we like to laugh. We know that when you care about the people and you understand what you are fighting for, there is joy in that fight. And
there's
that is no why we are all in this together.
God, is it just me or do you feel like you need to take a nap now? Talk about exhausting. Nothing. I mean, I'm telling you, it is nothing. Nothing that she says that seems to make any sense to anybody. Oh, wait. No, that's not true. That's not true. I got two more snippets from her. These are the ones that are absolutely positively going to make us feel better. How about cut number 8?
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The path may seem hard. The work may seem heavy, but joy cometh in the morning, and church morning is on its way.
She's doing more impressions, huh? To me, that sounds like she's trying to do Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And a piece of advice to you as a professional speaker. No. That is, you know. Just stop. How about cut number 9?
And we stand then in that path, knowing that we also have the honor and the duty of excelling in every way possible, being able to see what is possible and not be burdened by other people's limited ability to see the same.
Oh, thank God. Oh, we're going to be unburdened by what has been and instead be inspired by what hasn't been about stuff that's not going to be. And joy, 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 happy, happy, joy, joy. It is 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. I want to remind you, over the next couple of days, we've got some really, really stellar folks who are dropping by. Bill O'Reilly is going to be here Dinesh D'Souza's dropping by. Old pal Chris Ruddy from Newsmax is going to be here. If you miss anything, of course, you head on over to newsradiowrba.com, newsradiowrba.com. You can listen to it all over there. I had a great conversation with my old pal Michael Harrison about an hour ago. Michael is the, well, he's the dean of talk radio at this point. He is the man who publishes Talkers. That's the trade publication for talk radio, has been for 30-plus years. I'm always amazed. People go, well, what is that? What is that? Okay, well, it is what it is. It's the trade paper. All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff we're dealing with, and I as you know, I was out in Chicago last week. Delivering a speech, but also participating in a speaker's workshop, if you will. And there are lots of interesting pieces of information provided to me. Some of it was technical. And Craig Peterson joins us every Tuesday afternoon. We talk about staying safe online. We talk about some of the challenges that are out there. And we've got Black Friday and Digital Black Friday and all that stuff coming up. So we'll talk about all of it. Craig, I appreciate you being here. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. And did you know that Black Friday begins the 1st of November now? All of these big stores, they're starting the sales right now.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because it used to be they had the decency to wait until the day after Thanksgiving, but no more, right?
Yeah, well, it used to be, remember Cyber Monday,
yeah,
right? And that's when you got the online deals. And
yep,
because the economy is so wonderful, they are really trying to get the sales out early right now. So it's, yeah, you're going to see some great deals. I've seen some major markdowns on Apple products, and you've probably heard of Apple before, I think. And it's really going to be a good year for some of the online shopping. But on the other hand, we really have a problem, because the bad guys are working double time, triple time. They're not going to be taking Christmas Day off. They're going to be trying to trick you. They're doing all kinds of phishing now, using artificial intelligence. They're using the data that's been stolen about you so they can craft an email that just looks so, so good. So my number one article, one I wrote this week, is how to protect your wallet, your data, your privacy, all in one article. Really, I got 10 tips in there, what they're doing and what you can do about it. I think it's important, Jeff, to let people know what they can do, because I'm not, this isn't just trying to scare you. This is trying to help.
No, no, it's vital is what it is. I mean, and aside from just not looking at any stores online, not looking at any sites that are selling anything, how on earth do you stay safe with this?
Yeah, this is a problem for small retailers too, right? Because I start out this article talking about Amazon, Walmart, Target, you know, the big boys that are out there, and the issue is, yeah, if you shop at one of these bigger sites, you're probably going to be a lot safer compared to, for instance, you might go to a small website, kind of like an Etsy site where someone's making things and selling them for the holidays. Etsy itself has a pretty good little system set up, which is really nice.
Okay.
But people are afraid to go shopping in the small places online because of the possibility of hacking. Now, things have changed a lot also, not just with Cyber Monday, but with the credit cards. And that's what you should be using when you're shopping. I hate to say it, because I'm not a fan of credit cards. And a lot of people use debit cards. And hey, I get it. I went 20 years without a single credit card. But in this day and age, if you're not using a credit card, you've got potential problems. Because if the bad guys hose all of the money out of your bank account using your credit card, things are going to start bouncing on you.
Yeah.
So with the credit card, you can say, okay, I got the statement. Wait a minute, this wasn't me. What's going on? But even more than that, have you noticed, have you got a credit card lately? You notice you don't even sign it on the back anymore?
Right. That's right. That's right. Well, I did have something come up the other day, and I wanted to ask you about it because it ties into this. I made a purchase, and I don't recall what it was, but I made a purchase, and it said, hey, Would you like us to give you like a virtual credit card each time? Like, we know the real credit card, and we'll keep the information. But every time you go on to one of these sites, we're going to create a different credit card, if you will, that you use that one time, and then it disappears. Now, is that legit, and should I be doing that?
Well, I do that. I said do-do. And that Capital One does that. In fact, pretty much everybody that has a Visa card, MasterCard started doing it too. Okay. So the idea is here with the credit cards that that you give them the credit card number. If the vendor is not secure and that number's stolen and somebody else uses it, right, that's your problem. So these are legitimate. It's a single-use card. That's what it used to be. Nowadays, they'll generate a credit card number for you for that transaction, but they can do it for the website as well. So if there's a website that you buy stuff from frequently, you can have it generate a credit card, and you can say, okay, this card is only good through December 31st. Right. And that gives the vendor time to actually clear the transaction. You can say it's only good for one transaction or it's good for two transactions, and it is perfectly legitimate. And it ties into your web browser. Mm-hmm. So remember, when it's in your web browser and they're offering to give you a single-use credit card, that it is tracking where you're going online. Because it can see what you're looking at, right? So that's kind of the downside. But if you're kind of savvy with the web browsers, you can tell your web browser, hey, don't let my credit card company see where I am. And then when there is a site, you want to use one of those virtual cards, you just say, okay, I'll let it see it now, and everything will work just fine for you.
Okay. All right. Good point. And, you know, the whole thing about debit, people need to remember, your debit card is essentially the same as cash. And if your bank account gets emptied out because you put your debit card in, good luck. You're going to be going to war.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or with the bank, and everything I've read, you're probably going to lose, and that's the reason to use those credit options. Now, Craig, I have to ask you something, and I come now. It's not on bended knee. I don't want you to get all excited about this. That I've come to the dark side of things, but last week I was in Chicago. And I was part of a big event, and there was a secondary event, which was, I'll describe it as a speaker's workshop, all right? And just interacting with different people, and, you know, I'm out on the road and doing stuff. And the one guy said, look, you know, you're not really a PowerPoint guy. I'm not. I mean, my speech doesn't involve a lot of PowerPoints, but I do like a lot of visuals and my daughter and some other things. He said, I don't know how to break it to you. Everybody in the AV world is going to be, they're in the Apple world. They're in the Apple space. And as good as you think that droid is, and it is. See, he was on my side. But he said, you still got to go, you got to plunge into the Apple world. So here's what I'm asking you, and don't get all, you know, big-headed about it, you Apple guy, you. But let's say, for the sake of argument, your friendly old Uncle Jeff says, I'm going to invest in Uncle Jeff Enterprises and I need some Apple stuff. What's my entry point for a laptop and stuff like that?
Well, you can get an Apple laptop for $1,000. Now, if you're comparing Apple, I want you to make sure it's not an apple and an orange, right? Maintain that fruit.
Talk about low-hanging fruit. Boom! Thank you, everybody. Remember your
rim shot. Thank you. Rim shot, please. Yes. So when we're talking about an Apple laptop, you have to compare it against something comparable in the Windows space,
okay,
if that's what you're comparing it to, okay?
Yes,
I am. So the Apple laptops, they go up to like $5,000.
I don't want that
If you... Yeah, well, it's fully loaded. But you might want to consider looking at something my wife has, which is one of the new Apple chips. Hers is actually an M2, but they're called MacBook Airs. They come in a couple of different sizes. They're the least expensive of all of the Apple laptops that are out there. Okay. And they're fantastic in the battery life. She goes 2 days using her computer most of the day without having to charge it. It's just phenomenal. Okay. But if you're looking for a computer in the Apple space that you're going to use in the office, and let's say you've already got a keyboard, you've got a mouse, you've got a screen, you know, a display of some sort, or maybe two or three. Look at the Mac Mini, and there's a new one coming out within a week. And it's just a little tiny computer, and they made it. This is the smallest one they've ever made. It's not much bigger than two packs of cards. And it is a full computer that you hook up a mouse and a keyboard and displays to. It's a full Mac. It is fast as can be. And when I buy a computer, I tend to recommend, and I buy myself, the most computer I can afford, because that means it's going to last as long as I might need it to. My main computer here is 12 years old. It's a 12-year-old Mac.
Wow.
And it just runs and runs. And then I have my old laptops, hand me down to my kids, right? Yeah, they're in their 30s, 40s. But anyways, and my kids use those computers still. I have, in fact, a MacBook Air, Jeff, that is close to 20 years old that I use. That's what I sit, if I'm sitting in bed and I think of something and I want to open it up and work on something, that's what I use. So the Apple gear is made to last. It's high quality. Okay. It is on the more expensive side, but not when you compare it to the high quality Windows computers that are out there.
All right, so I wrote down Apple MacBook Air M2.
Well, you probably want to get like an getting an M3. I think you can still get the 2s,
right,
but get an M3. The M4s are coming out shortly, too. But it's going to last you, even the M2.
Okay, now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but is it going to play nicely with me? Because I've played with Windows my whole computing life, and is it intuitive? Is it friendly?
It's exactly the same, only different.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, in fact, the tests that have been run on computers with people that aren't computer people, the Mac is much more, it's much easier to use. It performs in a way that you expect it to perform. You know, when you drag a file over here or you open this up, it's very, very intuitive. Versus the Windows side, which is kind of a hack, frankly. But remember, the roots of the Mac interface here are from Next, which was Steve Jobs' company, and he came up with the whole, this is what the next generation of computers is going to be like. And then he brought that with him into Apple, and they've really maintained the look and feel and the ease of use. So most people don't have any troubles. And you know what? If you buy it from the Apple Store, even if you don't, if you buy it from another vendor, you can go to the Apple Store, and they have classes. So you can sit there, learn about it, learn about any of the Apple software. And most of these classes are absolutely free.
Can I reliably buy it from Amazon, or is that a path not to go down?
Well, be careful, but Amazon does sell real Apple and brand new in the box, and I have done that before as well. But if you have the Apple credit card, you can buy any Apple anything, and you get a 5% discount and 0% interest. So you, like I bought this laptop sitting here in front of me, and that laptop is, I think it's 1 year is what you have to pay it. But anyways, 5% off, I'm getting cash back, and there's zero interest on it. You're not going to get that at Amazon.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Craig, I like the fact you did not gloat all that much, which is good. That's a very attractive part of you. I will continue to pursue this line of questioning of you when you visit, because I want to make sure I do right by this. And in the meantime, I want people to sign up for your newsletter so they're not getting hosed over November 1st hits and we see all these Black Friday sales. So what do they do? What's the best way to do that?
Oh, there's so much in the newsletter this week. Did you know you're worth $300 to Google? So I've got some alternatives. But you can go right now to craigpeterson.com, craigpeterson.com. Sign up on the whole homepage. I will not be harassing you, but I'll be sending you all the stuff every week.
All right, craigpeterson.com. And if I'm worth $300 to Google, I'm maybe I get like $320 to another site. All right. I appreciate it, Craig. We will talk again soon, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. You got to go and sign up for the newsletter. Oh, my gosh. You got to stay safe. I didn't realize November 1st is when the Black Friday sales start, and they're going to be looking for your information. Believe me, craigpeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.